Moncrief on News Talk.
All that mention of the hottest July as well ties into our next item, which is talking about, well, it's the idea that, you could be putting sunscreen on apples to help farmers fight the effects of climate change. To tell us more, Pat McKeever, the owner of Long Meadow Farm, joins us. Pat, how are you today?
Not too bad. How's you, Tom?
I'm good,
living
Pat.
Living the dream, as the man says.
Yes, living the dream. This sounds like an odd thing, but this is really the incredibly arid summers that we've had for the last 2 years, isn't it?
Yes, it's been on, like, even this year has been unreal, the heat this year. We've noticed the river at the bottom of the farm, like, you know, there's just a trickle of water through it. And I never mind, like, you could nearly walk. If you had a pair of welly boots on, you could walk across it.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, this is bad. Well, I've seen heat, but I've never seen it lasting as long. Like, you know, we always get, yes, we've got a wee bit of rain this last while, but nothing really. We would need more, so we would.
I don't know how you stand on Clarkson's Farm on Amazon. If you've ever watched it, Pat, have you ever seen it?
Yeah, well, we have.
I have to say, I think it's great TV, but as season five wound up, they were taking in the results of the harvest. And for people who aren't involved in farming, it was jaw-dropping, the effect. Yeah. Is that the kind of stuff you see too?
We do see, like, the apples can stand a lot of, like, apples can stand a lot of drought, so they can. But young orchards, I have heard of growers here that have planted new orchards and they're out watering them every other day because they're afraid of the trees dying.
So what kind of steps can you take, apart from the sunscreen, we'll talk about that in a moment, but what else can you do with orchards if they're suffering so badly under the heat?
The big trees, like, you know, for you to water an acre of ground, there wouldn't be enough water. You wouldn't have enough water on the farm to do it. We're spraying, we're still putting on folio feeds, and we're trying to do that late in the evening when it's cool. But there were some evenings there you still couldn't go out because the tree is that dry, the leaf is that warm, it's not even getting time to penetrate into the leaf. It's just evaporating. So, like, we're going out, we're putting on products here like seaweed and we're putting on calcium. Now it has cooled down a bit, there's a wee bit of rain, we're going back out again because the apples started to grow again. We do see a bit of sun scorch. We wouldn't have as much as England. Like, the growers over there would be getting it tighter than us.
Yeah.
They're up until near 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So they are nearly every day. Like, there was days here we've had it over 30.
Yeah.
Is that intensive heat?
England and Wales recorded their driest July on record. So, So if we get to see season six of Clarkson's Farm, then I should think what that harvest is going to be like for this. But what exactly then is the sunscreen? How does that work for the apples?
I don't know if any grower has used it here yet. We have been talking, different growers have been talking. It's like a clay substance. It's, you know, it's a coating to go, you spray it on the apple. I know there's growers has used it in Kent this year to see. I haven't heard how successful it is.
How does it work?
It needs a lot of foliage.
How does it protect the apple?
It puts a coating. It's meant to put a coating over the skin. So it is.
And what does that do? That reflects the sun off it, does it?
Reflects, well, it stops the sun from burning. It's the moisture maybe in the morning, the bead of water starts it and the sun hits it. Starts it to roast. It's mostly the Bramley that does the harm.
Right.
The Bramley gets a lot of harm done with it.
Right.
But and also in dessert apple tea, I haven't heard as very much dessert apple here. We do see a bit more sun scorch this year than normal.
Yeah. And then with that, then does that stay on it, or do you have to wash the apples later after you harvest them, or what's the story?
Don't know yet. None of us have tried it yet. You see, it could be a coating that lasts so long, and then it just, you know, dries up and maybe goes away.
Right.
If it is like a clay something, it would maybe dry up.
Right. The idea is it'll protect the trees from insects such as apple maggots, some moths. And then it's supposed to be washed off. It sounds like an awful lot of extra work, doesn't it?
It is. It's not. Look, there's nothing easy about growing apples.
There seems
anybody
to be,
can tell you.
There seems to be nothing easy about farming.
No, farming is getting tough. Farming is getting tough.
Right. The driest July on record. And just, you know, when I was watching Clarkson's Farm again, the idea of irrigation went through my mind. I mean, in very, very, southern countries, the irrigation is part of life. It has never been a part of life in Ireland or England before, has it?
No, but I know one thing. If we all have to start irrigation, I don't know where the water would come from. Because, like, I remember hearing a while back to put so many mills over an acre, what it was colossal. Like, if you had, if you had 5 hectare block,
yeah,
you would need a dam, you know, a reservoir to feed, and the pump system to feed that would be unreal.
Isn't it amazing, Pat, though, that, you know, in 2026, we're even talking about irrigation?
Yeah, maybe this is the way of the future. Like, you know, if this is what the climate is changing,
yeah,
this is maybe what's coming our way, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think, Pat, if you and I are talking about irrigation in Ireland and England, then climate change has come our way. I think you'd need to accept that. Pat, listen, thank you very much for that today. And
you're welcome.
Hopefully a bit of rain comes our way soon. Pat McKeever, there, owner of Long Meadow Farm.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.